outside the box, not always impressed by what others are impressed with. Today's topic is, what a waste.
Yeah.
Every year there's a brouhaha over the federal budget. What can be cut? What expenses aren't necessary? Most departments of the government get examined with a fine-tooth comb. But one category, the Pentagon, never gets cut. Sometimes more money is included than even what was proposed. There are projects sponsored by the Pentagon in every one of the 435 congressional districts in the U.S., so it's no wonder that almost no one wants to channel our way, way overblown military. This examination of potential savings in the budget was repeated again this year by DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency. So far, at least, cuts to the Pentagon have been minuscule compared to almost every other part of the U.S. government. Of the drop-in-the-bucket $80 million in cuts, most were either for diversity, equity, and inclusion programs or academic research. Despite major boondoggles in weapons systems, such as the F-35, with a cost overrun of over 5 times its original cost and 800 design flaws, the Pentagon passed the DOGE evaluation virtually unscathed. DOGE also apparently didn't care that the Pentagon could not figure out where it spent its money. The military budget has not successfully passed an audit since at least 2018. This may or may not have included fraud, but the books have not been kept accurately, so there's no way of knowing. The Pentagon is by far the biggest chunk of what our individual income tax payments go for. Social Security and Medicare are a bit higher than the so-called defense budget's $850 billion cost, but workers pay directly into the Social Security and Medicare systems through payroll deductions. Money for the Pentagon comes out of our individual income taxes, just like congressional salaries, clean energy programs, farm subsidies, school lunches, and housing vouchers. But it never seems to get the same scrutiny. Nuclear weapons are still a big expense at about $75 billion per year for another 10 years for something we hope we will never use. And if we use any nukes, the tragedies will be so humongous that no one in the world will be safe after use. Do we really want this? And why do we keep building more? Military contractors suck up a huge amount of every taxpayer dollar. Close to one half of the Pentagon's annual budget goes to General Dynamics, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, and hundreds of other smaller corporations. In many cases, contract work could be done by on-duty military personnel, but we pay top dollars to contractors instead. The U.S. continues to spend more than the next 9 countries' military budgets combined. For what? If we spent the money for health care or affordable housing or to insulate every house in the country or other energy-saving projects, we would still have billions left over, enough to end poverty and provide a quality education for everyone. Meanwhile, program cuts in other parts of the U.S. budget are hurting almost every non-wealthy person. For every dollar spent on weapons and security, we could provide good-paying jobs in healthcare, education, or infrastructure to millions more in this country. What a waste. It's not that the public is demanding all these weapons and a huge military force. About 15 years ago, I coordinated a series of polls on budget priorities around the state and at voting booths on Election Day in Maine. Although the United States spends half of every tax dollar on the military or interest on the debt caused by past Pentagon spending, those polls wanted only 6% of their tax dollar going to the military, 1/9 of what is actually spent. Is it time for our actual spending on the military, aka defense, corresponded to what the public actually wants? I think of all our problems, like poor education, expensive health care, lack of affordable housing, and food insecurity, that could be solved by putting a lot less into weapons and more into solutions to these problems. How much of your tax dollar do you think should go to the Pentagon? And why do you think DOGE ignored all the savings we could have by cutting the military budget? I'm Larry Danziger, ready to support a cut to the 6% that others wanted.